If you don't dispose of the unused or expired prescription drugs in your home, they might find a new one. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. At the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. To find a collection site, please visit DEATakeback.com. That's DEATakeback.com.
So winning this award for this museum is like winning the Nobel Prize in the historic motoring world, because they only give one a year.
That's Dr. Fred Simeone, founder of the Simeone Automotive Museum in South Philadelphia, speaking about winning the most prestigious award in the world when it comes to automotive museums and car collections. Dr. Simeone recently won the Key Award for being the number one car collector in the world. And the Classic Car Trust voted the Simeone Museum the number one car collection.
It was based on the contribution of that car to history, and then the quality of the car, the originality.
The museum is not only making history for Philadelphia, it's part of history. And some of those stories are coming to the big screen soon in a movie starring Matt Damon and Christian Bale called Ford versus Ferrari.
And we actually have four cars which were in that story when it actually happened in 1965-66.
The foundation also focuses on educating youth with two programs teaching STEAM to kids around the Philadelphia area. Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio.